So welcome into the Press Pass. This is the Thursday, September 16th edition. Kel, this middle of September, my friend.
Flying by.
Hard to believe. Episode 310. Want to thank our fine Press Pass sponsors. That includes the Mako Shopping Center at 34th and Western, the Furman family of companies, including, if I can talk, Furman Land Surveyors, Geodata Spatial, Fat Boys, Family Barbecue, The Hot Dog Hut, The Bread Box, The Depot, and Storage Solutions Center. Allred Security Insurance Agency with Clint Allred up in Perryton, Adrenaline Fundraising, Amarillo National Bank, Modern Woodman of America, Bobby Doobie Motors, Kids Inc., the First United Bank Center, SKP Creative, BSA Care Express Urgent Care, Wellington State Bank, Lacey White Farmers Insurance Agency, Canyon Ranch Steak and Sports, Texas Dodge, Andrus Brothers Roofing, and Sadler Chapman Howard Insurance Agency in Tulia. So much to get to today, getting ready for week four. So many big games on the horizon. So many teams that have surprised us since now. Can WT step up and take care of business on Saturday? So much to get to. But first off, the most important thing, how are you today, Kale?
I am doing great, Craig. How about you, my man?
I am.
It is a Thursday.
It is
Thursday.
And like
you said, September is just wailing by. A special happy belated birthday to our boy Ben Arbuckle at Western Kentucky.
Benny boy.
He is,
still the only guy to, what's the stat?
Thank you. The last quarterback in Canadian in 2012 to lose a district game. They've won 43 straight since.
We can't let him forget that.
And I got to tell you, though, is he not coaching? Is he not part of a coaching staff with the best quarterback in the country in Bailey Zappe?
Hey, Bailey Zappe is... You know what he reminds me a little bit of?
Who's that?
A little bit of Tony Romo when he was in college.
Very much so.
No, nobody knew about him, but he was throwing like crazy.
We knew about him because of where Ben was at Houston Baptist, and then Zappe was – you remember what he did to Tech last year when he just –
Tech still remembers what
Tech
he did
still
to
remembers,
him.
And then now he's already in two games at Western Kentucky, thrown for almost 1,000 yards, shattered school records there in two games. I mean, that's what Zach Kelly's offense is all about, so – unbelievable what Bailey Zappe is doing. I wanted to get us. I've been tweeting out Zappe for Heisman because he doesn't get the looks.
Right.
But is there a better quarterback right now that's unknown than Bailey Zappe?
Yeah, I don't know that there is.
Yeah,
I don't know that there is.
Pay attention to him, Western Kentucky. Pay attention to this kid. He's been a 5-year starter. He's unbelievable and will be like a probably 12,000 yard passer by this all said and done. But this is a local show, so let's get to some local things.
Well, speaking of local. Man, you got to talk about the big games. And to me, this is kind of the week of put up and shut up, or just how big an old boy are you, or are you really as good as we think you are?
This is a great, in the terms of a wrestling, this is a great card.
It is.
It's a great match card when it comes to what a lineup of just, like you said, test games.
Yes.
Who's where, how big, how good are they, how good are you? Where are we going to see Saturday morning when the dust settles?
And that will be the interesting part. And, you know, we'll start in 5A. And Amarillo High, now 2-1 on the season, welcomes Friendship 3-0, and they're good, Friday night at 7 o'clock. And to me, this is a test for Amarillo High because I don't think – Friendship is not at Midland Legacy's level, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
So you're now three games in. Amarillo High, if they're going to compete against Tascosa, has to show up in this game. And no one says they have to win it, but they have to be competitive.
They got to look good.
Yes.
In this game. And it's homecoming for the Sandies, which is scary because that probably makes Friendship just like, why would you schedule us for homecoming? Friendship's coming off a very good win at Lubbock Cooper, 14-13, a very hard-fought win. Right now, I think if you ask me, in the city of Lubbock, Friendship's the best team. Coronado's not what they were. Monterey's, meh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know Cooper's good, but they beat Cooper.
Right.
So right now, is Friendship not the best team in the South Plains?
It would be hard to argue against that. And it is, well, I just, Amarillo High has got to get those playmakers. They did last week.
They did last week.
They got to get them. They got to keep them going. We've got to hear Jameson Garcia's name. Connor Halsley, they got to keep that running game going. That, to me, seems to be what opened everything up, is they got Ethan Cowan going, and they have to open up that running game. I just, man, Now's the time. Emerald High's got to prove who they are.
No, I completely agree. They got the offensive line to run with Ethan Cowan and Levi Slayton behind Eric Gray, Caden Carr. Take advantage of your big boys. Run behind them, control clock. Then hit your guys, hit your big boys, or excuse me, hit your playmakers.
Right.
When you need to, they need a steady performance from Brock Wade. This is going to be a very, very good game. But like you said, Emerald High's going to have to play their best to beat Friendship, because Friendship it seems very improved.
Well, and a local note on the Friendship team, the quarterback,
yes,
his mom is Melinda Schmicker, the former Naz star.
Oh, and a cousin of Tommy King, if I'm not mistaken.
You got it. You got it.
Yes.
So some local ties there. So a big game Friday night at 7 o'clock, Friendship at Amarillo High. Another one. So how many times is a 2-2A Division II versus a 3A Division I game do you go, boy, this is a huge matchup?
Rarely.
But it is.
It is.
Holy cow. This one should be interesting. Number 6, Stratford, 3-0 on the season at 1-2, Bushland. And you go, well, wait, they're 1-2. Yeah, but this team just took out Canadian on the road after being down 35-7. That one's Friday night at 7 o'clock. Man, just what a test, really, for both teams.
If I'm Stratford 2 weeks ago, I'm like, okay, I'm good playing Bushland. Their offense is sputtering. I think we can play with these guys. And then you watch the film and what they did to Canadian, you're like, oh, no, they figured it out. Oh, man. So here's what it's going to come down to. They played Brian Merrill's now the quarterback. We know that.
Right.
He found his targets. And Baylor King, we know what Cash Bradley is about. They're big, physical. They are going to stack the box and try to make Stratford beat them throwing the football. They don't want Zane Burr. They don't want Cody Rennie getting out in space. They don't want – they're going to make them try to get it out to Drew Jones. But here's what it's going to come down to, Craig. They can sub. How much can Stratford sub?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it's going to – that's my.
No, you're right.
And in the fourth quarter, where's depth going to come into? Because I think this is going to be a very competitive game. Can Stratford – and I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm just saying, can they hang four quarters with depth?
Right. No, you're right. That will be a big question, because depth plays a big part of it. And you know, when you're going both ways for Stratford and Bushland's running in key people, you know, both sides of the ball, it makes a big difference. I'm glad I'm not the one picking this one, because I don't know how you pick it.
Yeah, who's the poor schmo that got that job? Oh, that was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. It's so, so good. Another good game. Childress coming off the bye week on the road at Shallow Water. Number 4, Childress. That one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Childress is good. Shallow Water's always been good. It's a good test, I think, for the Bobcats.
Shallow Water, I don't think, is as strong as they've been in recent years. You know, lost to Abernathy 28-16 to start the year. Came back strong, double-digit win with Seminole, then blew out Loveland. So Shallow Water, you know, Mustangs with a new coach, new system, I just don't think they're still a really talented football team, and I think another playoff contender. But I think right now Childress just has too much. They're fresh off a bye week.
Right.
Hey, they even didn't even do anything and jumped 2 spots. How about that? You gotta love that. I think you're going to see Colin Bishop wear him down. Lamont Nickelberry will make his plays. Their defensive front and their linebackers will get after Shallow Water. I really think they go down on the South Plains and pull out a win.
No, I think you're right.
And feed Darian Mathis.
To me, the big piece of this is Shallow Water lost Abernathy. Abernathy's lurking at number 9 in the polls, and you know somebody's going to have to face them down the road. If you're Childress, you're trying to make a point that that's fine. We're better, period. End of sentence. And I think that, to me, becomes a test game for them to show exactly who they are early in the season. Before we move on to the next game, I want to thank some of our sponsors. That includes Canyon Ranch Steak and Sports. Speaking about eating, Bobcats are hoping to eat on Friday night. 410 15th Street in Canyon. Troy Davidson does a fabulous job there. Closed on Sunday, so open Monday through Saturday. It is a family-friendly sports bar and grill. Kale loves it there, loves the food, loves hanging out.
And if you want to go tonight, 6 o'clock, Lucas Kinsey hosts the Hunter Hughes Show, the West Texas A&M Coaches Show, 6 o'clock. Hunter and Lucas will be there. Beverages will be nice and cold. If you just want to go hang out there and watch the Coaches Show, it's a cool event. Getting to see Hunter show that fabulous personality of his.
Well, and when we talk about top games, you got to get there somehow, right?
Yes.
Bobby Duba Motors has got a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans for you. go check them out, 4215 South Georgia. I've done it. I've got a vehicle. I absolutely love the Ford F-150 I bought there. BobbyDoobie.com or give them a call, 352-9800. Tell them the Press Pass sent you. That's where you want to go for your used cars and trucks, Bobby Doobie Motors. So the next game, Kale.
Oh, we're not going to do Manscaped or Magic Spoon or Honey.
Or Green Tea.
Or their hashtag code PressPass.
Exactly, whatever that is. The next game has so much intrigue in it. And it was a big game, and now we got even, I don't know, is it bigger, smaller? I don't know. Spearman on the road, 2-1 on the season at number 9 Vega, 3-0, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Why have things changed so much this week?
Well, first off, spoke to Brennan Thompson earlier this week, the 4-star D1 prospect who is down to Oklahoma State, A&M, and Texas. Found out some very bad news. I'll let Brennan or his mother or Coach Witten tell you about it more. I'm just going to tell you the vague details. Very significant injury. Will be out for quite a bit of time. I don't know if it's season yet. I don't know how long it is exactly, but don't expect to see him for the next few weeks. Very disturbing when it comes to being a senior and you have to deal with an injury like this. And this is stemming back to the summer, stemming back to the spring. We knew he was hurt. And hopefully the kid can bounce back and keep his head up. He's a great dude. And he's staying very positive. I love Brennan. Very nice kid. I don't know many 18-year-olds that have to put up with the crap that he has to put up with, of the negativity from adults that get trash talked to like he did. Jalen Connors went through the same thing. Yet he stays positive, and he handles himself professionally more than a lot of adults do.
You want adults to be adults?
It's amazing, isn't it? I don't go on these chat rooms. I can't stand them. But what I hear about these people that go on the chats and talk about kids is a joke.
It is interesting, and just stepping a level above Brennan, the amount of negativity that occurs when a guy commits to a school and the school that he didn't choose, how they trash that person who they've never met, just amazes me. I don't understand what you get out of that.
I understand, okay, if you don't think that this player, A, is as good as you think he is, that you've seen, I think it's just pure jealousy.
Yeah.
That your team doesn't have somebody like that. That's how I look at it. Again, I don't go to these message boards on that Friday Football app. I refuse. Somebody had Cale Steed sucks on there last year, and that's fine. I'm sure that guy was, doing what he does best and talking trash.
Well, I'm pretty good trash talking.
Oh, was that you? Oh, man. But no, but to go on there and bash a kid, is just amazing to me. Like, okay, you don't think he's great. That's your opinion. But just, keep it to yourself. You don't need to bash an 18-year-old kid. Man, this kid, he reads that. So anyway, long story short, Brennan's going to be out for a significant amount of time. We hope the best for him.
We do.
We're fans of him. And now this game turns into, so Braden Klafka, Kaysen Mackey, Fabian Hernandez are having to step up into different roles. Because, at this level, it just shifts. It's a domino effect.
Right.
But then there's Ryan Graywander, Jose Solero, Clay Gilter, and a good offensive and defensive front. But I do think there'll be points in this game on both sides. I think if you like points,
that's
both teams
can
be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. The one thing with Spearman I do think we're going to see is I think Braden Klafka is going to shine. Because
he's the best athlete on the field. And no offense to Gray Wonder and Gilter.
Yes. No, he is, and I think you're going to see him, especially with Brennan not out there. I'm sure he feels like he's got to shoulder more of the load. You're going to see I really like this Klafka kid. I think he's a good receiver.
Let me ask you this. So Aaron Witten now doesn't have his guy. What does that change in his play calling? I mean, he probably changes everything about what he does now and how he, I don't do this with Brennan. I don't do this with Brennan. So now it goes to Klafka. Now it goes to Fabian. I mean, the load shares.
Yes. No, I to a point, it's going to sound really weird. I think it opens up your playbook because you feel like when you've got a kid like Brennan on the field, I think you feel like as a coach, you've got to get the ball to them a certain number of touches because they are who they are. Now I don't know that goes into his play calling. And, Aaron Witten may be sitting there going, well, you're an idiot. But, I do think that's potentially what happens is it may make his play calling a little bit easier.
That's why guys that are so good like Brennan play at the 5A level most of the time because they blend in.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then you look at Vega and what they did to Panhandle last week. They have athletes. They have everything offensively clicking right now. This will be a fun game. That's where I'll be Friday. I'm excited.
This one should be good. Biggest test yet for Ryan Graywander.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
And I think he's going to come through with flying colors. Now, is that a victory? I don't know. But, man, this should be a heck of a ball game.
Both coaches are like, pick us to lose by 7. What do I do there? Do I split this thing in half and go 3? Tie? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, well, speaking of big games at the 2A level, we've got another one at Wellington Friday night at 7 o'clock. The Groover Greyhounds come to town, 3-0 on the season. I might be the only one that thought they might be here at 3-0 at this point. I was high on them to start the preseason. They haven't let me down. But now you got a whole new beast on the other side, and that is the Wellington Skyrockets.
The best 1-2 team in the state of Texas is the Wellington Skyrockets.
Oh, easily.
Lee Brandon, the Groover head coach, making his return back to Wellington 2013-19, was the defensive coordinator for those great Skyrocket teams. Now he comes back to Powell Field. Going to be an emotional night for him. He wants to probably win that game. More than anything, this is more than just a non-district game for these two. And it's, like you said, of this theme. Where is Groover? How good is Groover?
Exactly.
Wellington, we haven't seen them just go off yet.
Right. I think if Wellington wins this game, it's a really good win for them. I'm not going to say a great win because we're still trying to figure out just how good we think Groover is. But I think it's a really good win for Wellington. And I think it's one that they need. If you're the Groover Greyhounds and you go to Wellington and you beat them on the road, then everybody else in the district goes, oh, my.
Oh, you catch attention in a hurry.
In a hurry.
I talked to Wellington coach Greg Proffitt about this game, trying to get a great interview with him. You know what he told me? Whoever scores the most points wins. Leave it to Proffitt to break it down for us in a great analyzation on this game.
Well, end of the day, I'll take the team with Mark Ramirez, but it could be a good ball game. And then we'll finish up in six-man land. Two big games going on. First one tonight at 7 o'clock. If you like six-man football, head out there. Number 6, Follett, on the road at Will Dorado. Both teams 3-0 on the season. We knew Follett would be here. I don't know that Will Dorado is necessarily a surprise at 3-0, but they're playing really well. But this is going to be their true first test of the season.
Follett's another animal, right?
They are.
So I'll let you break this down for us.
It comes down to, can Will Dorado handle the physicality that the Follett Panthers are going to bring to him? They've got Dustin Bryant, a really good athlete. Trey Matthews, a really good athlete. Can they handle the physicality? The one thing I am learning more and more in six-man football is, if you are a physical team with enough athleticism, doesn't have to be great, but with enough, you can tend to win most of your ball games.
And we buried the lead in this thing. It is the Copley Bowl.
It is.
Andy Copley, the head coach, the magic man, the head coach of Follett, taking on Kyle Timmons, the head coach, but the assistant, his son, Connor Copley, the head basketball coach of the Will Dorado.
I always wonder when these things happen, do they look across at each other and just kind of give a little nod? Or when you score a touchdown, do you look over at dad, or does dad look over the son and just kind of stick a finger out and say, I got you on that one? Or
I think Connor's just drawing up basketball plays on the sideline.
Probably. Hey, coach, now, if we set a pick right here. So that one's tonight at 7 o'clock. And then finally, the Valley Patriots go on the road, and they take on the number 8 ranked Division II Jayton Jaybirds, one of the great mascot names in football. The Jayton Jaybirds tomorrow night at 7:30. I think Valley is a team that is better than most people anticipated. This is going to be probably their biggest matchup of the year in the Jayton Jaybirds. Should be really interesting. Coach Stanlin's really got the Patriots going well. He's been playing without Jackson Edwards, his best running back.
When does he return?
I think in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
But I've not talked to Coach Stanlin, so I don't want to say too much. But I think what I've heard is he'll be back in the next couple of weeks. That would be huge for them. He is their speed guy.
And you also buried this lead. It's the Stanlin Bowl.
You're right. I forgot about that.
It is. Josh Stanlin, the older brother, the head coach at Jayton, against the younger brother, John Stanlin, at Valley. You're burying leads all over the place, Craig.
So if this is brother versus brother, before this game starts, they have to have a wrestling match at the 40-yard line.
They have to. Indian regular wrestling match.
You have to. That's just how it works.
Right.
That is exactly how it works. It should be a good test for Valley, and I think the Patriots are going to surprise people in this ballgame. Just me, but I think they're going to surprise people.
I like it.
So that's some of the big games going on around the area. Before we get to some all the other games and news and notes as well, I want to thank some of our sponsors, including Allred Security Insurance Agency with Clint Allred up in Perryton, Boat ATV, Classic Car Insurance, you name it, Clint Allred can provide it for you. Licensed in Texas and Oklahoma, Clint Allred's the guy to call, 435-3625, and Kids Inc. Can't speak enough about Kids Inc. and what they do for the youth in the local area here. They are your number one source for youth sports, football, basketball, cheerleading, track, tennis, you name it. Jimmy Lackey and the crew have a sport for you. KidsInc.org, go check it out. They've always got signups going on. You don't want to miss one of those. KidsInc.org. So before we get into the rest of the games, Kale, some teams that have surprised us this year with some records that you go, oh my, Palo Duro, 3-0 on the season. That's impressive. Tuya, 3-0 on the season. Friona, 3-0 on the season. The Shamrock Irish and their YouTube channel, 3-0 on the season. And Coach Austin and his Headley Owls, 3-0. That's Headley. We're talking Headley.
Headley.
3-0 on the season.
Hey, break out the Owls, baby. So we got some great notes, too. So Palo Duro plays tonight, 7 o'clock at Dick Bivens homecoming, Northside Pride homecoming against Borger, a game that we all look at and circle as a win.
Yes.
Borger's a little banged up. I know Dwayne Tolliver's kid, Trey, is hurt. I don't know about Cameron Chambers. I think he's playing. But so Palo Duro has not been 4-0 since the Steve Parr days of 2001, Craig.
Wow. That's 20 years ago. That's crazy.
When you look at Headley, 2005. So when you look at those numbers and you think it's 2021, the Palo Duro, no kid was born.
Right.
Unless they're illegally, unless their bishop is Sycamore. And they're playing, but not in the Headley kids were like two if you're a senior. So a couple of cool stats tonight this weekend that could keep going. Tuya looks much improved, and Trayvon McCaslin, this dude's thrown for 700 yards in the last two games. Now they'll have a huge test in Muleshoe coming in to Friday night. I think Muleshoe's a better team than they've let on with their 1-2 record. And then Shamrock 3-0, and they got a quality win. The first two games Monday. Crosbyton, meh. But then you go to Highland Park, and that's a 3A Division II, much bigger school than you, and you thump them 42-20. That's a quality win, and it behind Kit, how do you say it, Machina?
Machina. According to the YouTube channel, that's how he pronounced his name.
Well, apparently the YouTube channel doesn't make any mistakes. So, Kit Machina and Caden Peavy, very good running back, by the way, 300-yard games, close to it anyway. This team is rolling, and I'll tell you what they're doing more. It's confidence, and Jeff Caffey's bringing that confidence every week. They'll be 4-0 probably by the end of the night against Boys Ranch.
I agree with you. The one thing I will tell you I took from all of those episodes on YouTube.
They don't like you?
Well, besides that, but I'm kind of used to that. That doesn't really bother me. Jeff Caffey, it is yes, sir, no, sir, and I don't care what you think. Here's how we're going to run our program, and this is how we're going to do it. And you can either join our train or you can get off because this is how we are going to do it. And that really impressed me.
No, I agree. And I love when he's in the huddle and he says, get your eyes on me.
Yes.
If somebody's not looking at him.
Yes.
I think that's really cool. He demands respect, man. That's what comes with being coach, especially in a program that hasn't seen a lot of success lately, and he's trying to turn that around. Jarrett Vickers did a great job, I think, turning that around. They were 4-0 last year. People forget that. They were 4-0 last year. Jarrett Vickers kind of built this thing up for him, and now Jeff Caffey's just knocking it out of the park.
So that's the Shamrock Irish. Let's kind of look at games going on around the area, the rest of the games going on. Caprock at Canyon tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Canyon should win this game, right?
I think it's low scoring.
I agree.
Neither team has been what you call sexy so far.
True.
Yes.
I like the Canyon defense. I think they take that. When you talked about Borger and Petey, I think Petey's 4-0 before the night's over with. Randall at Pampa.
Love this game. I said this on our Inside the Huddle with Clint Brakeville. Randall doesn't get to see this often. They play in ISD stadiums a lot. They're 5A. This is a true road game.
Yes.
For Pampa is a great atmosphere. If you haven't been in Pampa, there's a carnival atmosphere before the game. They got funnel cakes outside. You got that. I think Cody Robinson's daughters finally got to enjoy. you have tailgating going on, and then it's packed and it's very on top of you. This is a true road game. They don't go outside of in the area much like this. This is going to be fun for fans.
And that Pampa offense is dynamic.
Oh, very.
I mean, Sam Anguiano is a good quarterback. You got Peanut Landers, the Hale kid on the outside.
Jordan Lacy.
So I think this Pampa offense is really good. It'll be one of the better offenses that I think Randall has faced. Can Pampa shut down Braxton Byrd?
Can they stop the – Randall's bigger.
Right.
And I don't mean that as a school. I mean bigger. Everywhere, which way. Physicality, wearing them down. That's what Pampa's going to have to worry about.
A great test for both teams. And then another game that's intriguing, San Angelo Central, out of that little Southwest Conference, third 6A team Tascosa has played in a row now, comes to town. They're going to play at WT. I love that they're doing that to take on the ninth-ranked Tascosa Rebels. Both teams 2-1 on the season tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
You and I went to this game last year when they played Permian at
right.
WT. We had a blast doing that. Central's a good football team. By the way, Tascosa's playing their 2-6A, and then they're going to go and get in a 3-5A. I love how they're doing this. Tyler Hill for Central is a very good quarterback. He can sling it. He can run it. They're good defensively, and Hill's a good player. Kevin Crane's done a good job in year one as a head coach. They're not going to match Tascosa. I'm with you on this. Tascosa has everything going for him running downhill right now.
They do. I really do like Tascosa in this one. In Class 4A, Dumas on the road to take on Plainview. Lubbock Estacado on the road at Hereford. Both teams 1-2 on the season.
So what's Lubbock Estacado's 0-2 right now against 3-4A?
They are.
It's going to be good to see what Hereford does.
It is. I think this is a great test for both teams, especially for Hereford in this one. And then a game that, you know, you throw out the records to a point. This game has been bloody for a long time. I don't know if bloody's a word I should use, but Canadian on the road at Perryton. I guarantee you, Kirk Abbott, the last thing he wanted to see was Canadian lose last Friday night, because now he's got an angry Wildcat team coming to his stadium.
Highway 83, baby. 45 minutes apart, you go straight north. It's Perryton, then Liberal, Kansas, right? That's how it goes after that slither of Oklahoma. This game used to be nasty in the 80s and 90s, and these two towns do not like each other much.
No, they do not.
But I'll tell you this, both teams can't wait to get back out there. Both lost leads late. Canadian, the debacle. Perryton very quietly lost the debacle last week with Caprock. Had him on the ropes, didn't do it. So the first snap of this game will do this both teams' world of good. Canadian a little banged up at the moment, very young still. Perryton needs to find weapons. They don't have it right now. Offensively, I think Canadian controls this game. I don't think it's just what you think, though. I think 28-10, somewhere in there.
Interesting. Greatest story, and I got to share this with you. Greatest story I've ever heard about this rivalry. Somebody who played in it, and it was the years that Mike McKinley was at Perryton, and they said they just got sick and tired of Perryton just running McKinley straight up the middle. Guy would go 10, 12 yards, dragging Wildcat defenders, and he'd stand up and kind of laugh at him and go, first down, go get right back in the huddle and do it again.
When I moved to Canadian and we had Perryton for homecoming, they come burn a pee in our field and then beat the crap out of us. They were big and physical, man. God almighty.
Moving on down to Class 3A, Friona on the road at Dalhart. That one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Lubbock Roosevelt at Dimmitt. Dimmitt's going to get a test in this. Roosevelt's a good ball club. That one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as well.
I agree.
Highland Park on the road at Wheeler. Tulia, we talked about Tulia, at Mule Shoe. I think that's going to be a good game. I'm with you. Mule Shoe's a better team than their 1-2 record shows.
Agreed. And then La Mesa at River Road. Craig, I want to mention this one a minute. Remember last year? La Mesa runs like that crazy last play at La Mesa, beats River Road, snaps a 13-game losing streak.
We all thought River Road was going to win this game. They were kind of moving that way.
Yes.
And they lose it, and we were like, what in the world?
I don't think Brian Welch, you and I talked to him Monday, he's gotten over this.
No.
They've circled this.
Yes. Yeah.
They were embarrassed.
To a point, you don't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew they were going to win that game, and they lose it.
It ruined their season to me.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. Class 2A, Booker and Hooker.
Booker Hooker, baby! You know we can't do Hooker. You know we can't do Hooker Beaver anymore because Beaver went to eight man. Took the greatest game away in Oklahoma, right? So we got, but at least we got Booker Hooker.
We do have Booker Hooker. That one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Bovina. Oh my goodness! So you play Clarendon on the road, and guess what? Now you get to go to New Deal.
Oh my goodness!
Good luck. New Deal. The Lions playing really well. Shamrock at Boys Ranch. We talked about that one. Clarendon at Hale Center.
Clarendon's looking really good right now, my friend. Look out.
Yeah, they are. The Fighting Jeff Smiths there in Hale Center. Texaco, New Mexico, not the gas station, but Texaco, New Mexico. At Farwell, I have a feeling they're going to get a taste of Corey Stansel all night long.
It's going to be a really long night for Texaco. The Corey Stansel show is going to be alive and well.
It will be. Memphis on the road at Sanford Fritch.
I think your Cyclone's getting a win Friday night, Craig.
You think? This should be an interesting game here. And then West Texas High at Sunray. And then finally in six-man action, Groom at Claude, that one going on tonight at 7:30.
Groom needs a win here.
They do. They do. Really bad. Number 9, Happy against the upstart Crest Kangaroos. Crest is better than they've been in past years. This is, what's the old saying? This isn't your grandpa's Crest Kangaroos.
You know, you'd say that about Darizet if Happy was playing them.
Well, I might, but I do think Crest has improved. Hart at Headley. I think Headley goes 4-0 before the night's over with. The LaFours at McLean. Miami at San Jack, Paducah at Nazareth.
Go ahead, man. I'm interested in this one. This is a game that catches my attention.
It is. Nazareth got Luke Schulte back last week. Everything I've been told is the offense looked totally different. They look so much better as a team. This is a tough Paducah team coming to town. Bigger, physical. That will be an interesting matchup for the Swifts there. Last buddy at Silverton. And then another good game. The Spur Bulldogs take on the White Deer Bucks in a big test for Justin Rucker's team.
White Deer needs this one, man. They've struggled so far. The LaFours win, you know, count it for what it is. They need a quality victory.
They do, and Spur's going to be tough. Corey Hamilton, I know he was hurt for Spur. He's kind of their big man there, but LaZane Walker is another name to know. Spur at White Deer should be a good six-man matchup on Friday night.
Should be a great six-man matchup. So there you go, your high school roundup, and don't forget, on PressPassSports.com, all your final scores. Now, we can't live score, obviously. We don't have that capability yet, but we do put all your finals up by 10:15, 10 o'clock, as long as they roll in. I got Ben Jenkins just cranking on the keyboard warrior, and Ben Jenkins cranking on the board, posted scores in. He's dyslexic. I have to flip them sometimes for him. But we get those in. And then as of Friday night, you know, go in the locker room, make sure to watch Clint Brakebill, David Davis at the end. I do a little what we learned tonight. And then Saturday, obviously, our roundups, 5A, 4A, 3A, recap the entire night of Friday Night Football.
Yeah, that's the place to go.
And a big shout-out to my friend Kaylee Carey Carter. She's been running my Friday Night Press Pass Twitter account. If you haven't noticed, she is doing a fantastic job cranking scores. Have you noticed that, Craig?
I have noticed it, and it's very, very helpful. You know, it's hard for you to do it. You're on a sideline. I'm in a booth.
Yes,
Tommy's in a booth. Yeah. It's just hard for us to do that. Kaylee's now doing that, doing a fantastic job. And so Press Pass Sports on Twitter, that's the place to be. You want to know updated scores on a lot of things, that's the place to go. She's keeping you updated.
And don't forget our boy Christian Berryman out in Philadelphia does a great job, too, of cranking scores finals to me about 10 o'clock. He's involved, man. I got to give him credit.
Christian
is the man. He watches a couple of games, then about 10 o'clock he'll post in scores. So, hey, we're getting help, and that's all we can ask.
That's all we can ask for. The real quick question before we move on to college, is Ben Jenkins sitting at the at his computer there? Has he got a fedora on with a cigar in his mouth? Or?
More like a dip for Ben. In a Red Bull.
Oh, in a Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull and
give me the
dip.
Scores. Give me this. I got to get him in.
Yeah, Red Bull and a dip. Now, who won again? Is this score right? Yeah. You're good, Ben. Now, he's bang-up job for Ben. He does awesome.
Moving up into the college ranks, WT is at home Saturday night, 7 o'clock. They take on Western New Mexico in a game that, I'm sorry, they have to win.
They have to win.
They're supposed to win. They have to win.
They have to look good winning.
Yes.
After last week, I think a lot of people just kind of jumped off. And I hate that because there was so much excitement. Tobias Harris is expected back.
That will help.
That helps on the secondary side. He takes up, you know, Craig, he takes up half a field.
Well, he does, and I also think he brings a little swag.
Energy, swag, yes. Everything. I think Parker Hanna's back at left tackle. They had 5-6 starters out. One thing I learned on Monday, clean up mistakes. I didn't, you know, we don't watch it from a coach's standpoint. You talk to Hunter Hughes Monday, you don't realize how many mistakes. Now, he wasn't taking anything away from what UTPB did, but tons of mistakes that just happened. And on top of a poor secondary play and tackling, clean that up. But, yeah, they need to go in, they need to win, and they need to win, what do you, style point-wise.
Yes, convincingly. This needs to be a 49-10 type victory.
Yes.
I think that's what they got to do. And then Texas Tech at home.
That game, by the way, is 7 o'clock at home.
It is, Stadium. Yes. Get out there and support the Buffaloes. And then Tech is at Jones. That one's Saturday night at 6. I always hate when WT and Texas Tech are at home at the same time. I think you hurt both fan bases when you end up doing that.
If I was WT, I would schedule my games around that. I would purposely not play. If I was Division II, I'd just play on Thursday nights. You get so much better of a crowd.
You would.
Tech, you talk about style points. Florida Atlantic coming in, you look like crap against Stephen F. You need to style point Florida Atlantic.
Florida International.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's Florida something. They got to do
exactly.
They got to do it. Yeah. So Tech, Saturday night, 6 o'clock at the Jones.
The fan base for Tech's ready to jump off.
Well. You know. I got to tell you, after watching the what I watched on Saturday night, I really don't blame them.
Yeah, no doubt. Don't forget, also, full night of volleyball, or full weekend, excuse me, of volleyball Friday, Saturday around the area. Go to Press Pass Sports. We have the schedules up. Hereford, man, is very impressive right now. 30-2, first team to 30 wins. Bushland, another one of those teams. Emerald High is good. Randall, can't wait for district to get rolling here in about a week. That'll be a lot of fun. And Brendan Hossen right now, our boy Brendan, up in Villanova in Philadelphia, hanging out with Jay Wright and the boys.
So let's see. He's been, in the last week or so, he's been around Mark Adams, Jay Wright, Steve Alford, Bobby Hurley.
Yes, and now he's hanging in Philly with Jay Wright and his crew. He said they're a riot.
Oh, my gosh. I said it on Twitter. Emerald High is a must-watch this year. That's a really good team.
Yes.
A really good team. But Brennan Housen, well, he's in Rivals, he's now the 39th-ranked prospect in all the United States. In Amarillo, folks, I don't know that that's ever happened. We have struggled to have big-time D1 players here in the Amarillo Metroplex. The guy is phenomenal.
We've never had anybody. Michael Cobbins, Austin Johnson, Justin Mason were all recruited heavily. Not like this.
No.
Not this caliber. Look for a story. Going to meet with Hossen next week. Look for a story soon. His top six is out. Texas Tech, OU, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona State, Villanova.
Wow.
Think of those teams.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You just wonder. Yeah. Oof. That's crazy. That's a guy who's going to make a name for himself.
Oh, most definitely. And he's doing it. And his work ethic speaks volumes. For
I started to say, if you're going to sit down and interview with him, are you doing that on the basketball court? Because that's the only place
he lives. Only place you could catch him. We need to get him back in here. And I think in October we'll get him back in here, sit him down. We did this last year. One of our most fascinating interviews to do. One, he's breaking out to UCLA, and he did the chain. Well, we can't wait to see what he wears next time he's in here.
That will be, as they say, fantastic.
Yeah, the NBA, what it used to be. Fantastic, right, Craig?
Oh, well, that's going to wrap it up for us here on the Press Pass. This was the Thursday, September 16th edition, episode 310. Want to thank our fine Press Pass sponsors. That includes SKP Creative, BSA Care Express Urgent Care, First United Bank Center, Lacey White Agency, the Farmers Insurance Agent there in Canyon, Canyon Ranch Steak and Sports, Wellington State Bank, Sadler Chapman Howard Insurance Agency, Andrews Brothers Roofing, Texas Dodge, Allred Security Insurance Agency, Adrenaline Fundraising, Amarillo National Bank, Modern Woodman of America, Bobby Doobie Motors, Kids Inc., the Mako Shopping Center, and the Furman family of companies, including Furman Land Surveyors, Geodata Spatial, Fat Boys Family Barbecue, the Hot Dog Hut, I'm hungry again, the Bread Box, the Depot, and Storage Solutions Center. Coming up Monday, we're going to wrap up everything from week 4. We'll see what's going on. It's a big weekend of high school football. You don't want to miss it. Check out PressPassSports.com for all your rolling finals and all the recaps of all the games going on. For my man, Kale Steed of PressPassSports.com, I'm Craig Sperry with the Happy Sports Network, Texas 1A fan, Press Pass Sports, whatever. I'll just do it. We'll see you on Monday. Monkey, that funky monkey. Press.
slaps it around. You think it's in-